What do you use to carry water in?
A pitcher.
A pitcher?
Mm-hmm.
What about if it was wood? Wooden. What would you call it?
Wooden. Pitcher too.
Okay, now, let's say you're outside.
Oh, a bucket maybe.
A bucket?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about, what would you carry milk in?
A pail.
Pail? What? Okay. If you were carrying, let's say you're going out to feed the pigs.
Uh-huh.
What kind of container would you, carry with you?
A slop bucket.
Okay. What do you fry eggs in?
A frying pan.
What's it made of?
Iron.
Okay. What would you call something like maybe your grandmother had that was big and black and she had it out in the backyard? She made, boil clothes in it. You know what I'm talking about?
A kettle.
Kettle. Okay. What would you call a little container, like up there? Well, no, that's not a good example. What would you call a little container that you put flowers in? What would you call it?
A vase.
Okay. What are the eating utensils that you use every night at supper? You put on your plate.
Silverware.
Okay. What are the different ones?
Spoon, knife, and fork.
Okay. What if you had, let's say you served steak. And it wasn't very tender. You may have to put steak, what, by the plates?
Tenderizer.
Okay, what about eating utensils? Steak, what?
Knife.
Okay. Steak, what if that's plural?
Knives.
Yeah, meat tenderizer, too. Okay, what if the dishes are all dirty and you say, I must blank the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
Wash, okay. Okay, after you wash the dishes, then you have to,
dry
blank them in clean water,
rinse
clear water.
Them.
Rinse, okay. What do you call the cloth that you use for washing dishes?
Dish rag.
What about the ones you use for drying dishes?
Dish cloth.
Dish cloth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the piece of, terry cloth or other kind of material that you use to wash your face with?
Wash rag.
Wash rag?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about after you bathe, what do you dry yourself off with?
A towel.
Okay, what do you turn on at the kitchen sink to get water?
The water faucet.
Okay. What would you say to this, it was so cold last night that our water pipes, what? Or, okay, you stuck a pin in a balloon in it, what?
Burst.
Okay, burst. People used to buy their flour and sort of commodities like that in what?
A general store.
In a what? With the pan that would hold
in
that?
In a bin.
Flour. A bin?
Uh-huh.
What about, a big old round, a big old round wooden container? Pickles are kept in them? Like an old-timey general store?
Okay.
No? V-A-R-R-E-L?
Barrel.
Barrel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is your family ever bought any lard? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No? What is it? What does it come in?
There have been some. I know that it's come wrapped in packages like meat in a white meat wrap.
You ever call it a stand?
No.
No? You ever heard that?
No.
What do you call, if you're doing a science project and you pour water into a narrow mouth bottle, what do you use to be able to do that? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like you get a piece of paper sometimes and make a what, and then pour the water.
A stopper. Is that what it is?
Have you ever heard of a funnel?
Yeah.
Funnel. You ever use that word?
Sometimes.
Okay. What did they used to use when they were driving horses, and to make them go faster? They'd what?
Use a whip.
What if you bought some things at the grocery, the